Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Is Erdogan waiting for the Jews to bomb Ankara before he mobilizes his army? Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in a speech delivered during a meeting of the Justice and Development Party's parliamentary group in the Turkish parliament, stated, quote, "We are all well aware of the ultimate goal of the promised land delusions, and God willing, we will never allow it." He clarified that Turkey's security does not begin in Hatay province in southern Turkey, but rather in Aleppo, Damascus, and Beirut. He continued, quote, "If Israel's bullying is not stopped, the price will not be paid by the region alone, but by all of humanity." Erdogan urged world powers to take a clearer stance against the Zionist entity, saying, quote, "Bringing Israel back to compliance with the rules of law is no longer the responsibility of just some countries, but a shared responsibility that falls upon all of humanity." Erdogan speaks of the Zionist entity, describing it in the same speech as a small entity, yet simultaneously claims that containing and confronting it requires global powers and all of humanity. While he observes the Zionist entity's activities in the region and is aware of its expansionist biblical ambitions, he merely observes and condemns without taking any action, and despite considering the security of Aleppo, Damascus, and Beirut as Ankara's own security, and despite witnessing how the Zionists have attacked Beirut, Damascus, Aleppo, and other cities, he has also remained silent. And indeed, this reminds us of the statements made by Iranian leaders over the years, speaking of wiping the Zionist entity off the map and ending its existence in 8 minutes if it attacked Iran. They continued to wait, watch, and threaten until the Zionist entity dared to strike, assassinate, destroy, and launch a vicious attack on Iran. Is Erdogan waiting for his country to suffer the same fate as Iran before he defends it? Does he not see and hear the Jewish plots and their constant threats to invade the region and attack Turkey and Egypt after Iran? Or does he consider himself smarter and more astute than those who suffered the consequences of their reliance on the kafir, infidel colonizer, and their betrayal of their ummah and country? The Jewish entity is a cancerous entity that believes only in the logic of force, does not keep promises or agreements, and its ambitions in Mesopotamia and the reshaping of the Middle East are declared and apparent. So threats and intimidation are not effective with it without battlefields. Furthermore, the issue of the Muslim Ummah cannot be fragmented, nor can they be viewed through the lens of nationalism or patriotism. The Muslim Ummah is one Ummah. Its war is won and its peace is won. What befalls Gaza or Jerusalem befalls Damascus, Ankara, Cairo, and Islamabad. The fundamental principle is that the armies of Turkey, Egypt, Syria, and all Muslim armies should mobilize in support of any Muslim land, wherever it may be. For any ruler to wait until the Jews knock on his door and topple his throne is sheer folly. Enough with the empty rhetoric and speeches. Erdogan, if you are sincere, mobilize your army to uproot the Zionist entity and rid the Ummah of its evils. Otherwise, leave the field to the sincere leaders and pioneers to speak their word and declare a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, based on the prophetic model, to continue the path of the righteous Khulafa, caliphs of the Muslims, and restore it as a Khilafah caliphate of glory, empowerment, and liberation. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم. The whole matter rests with Allah before and after victory, and on that day the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.